Shiva Lehel. And now the Kohen has in mind to have a machshavas pigul, a machshavas psul. He has in mind now, while the kmitz is in his left hand, bein chuslam kaimu, he has in mind to burn it in the wrong place. Bein chuslas manu, he has in mind now to burn it the wrong time. Is possible via mekoros. The mice is only chal anissa, but not chal koros. And the shita explains the reason why it's possible over here, not because the machshava, since the kmitz is in the left hand, you can't have a machshava to possible it. But the reason why it's possible is because the avoida was done this mile. Since it's in your left hand, that makes it psul. And now the girsa should be what's going to be if the kmitz was in his right hand, and now chishavaleh chutzlam koymoy is possible. V'yein by chorus, if he only had a mind to do something in the wrong place, that's always possible, makes a psul, but there's no chiyuv chorus to eat from it. But let's say he had a mind now, chutzlas manoi, he had a mind now to burn it the wrong time, so then pigol chiyuv mal of chorus. It would be chal pigol, since the kmitz is in his right hand, he could have a machshavas of pigol. Divrei Rebbe Lezer, these are the words of Rebbe Lezer. Divrei Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. These are the words of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon. Yeah, these are the words of Rebbe Lezer and Rabbi Shimon. V'choma mechom say they know that kivon shenosnu l'smil, as soon as you put it into your left hand, pas losoi, that makes a psul, that you cannot put it back anymore into your right hand. In other words, according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, even though the kohen put the kmitz into his left hand, if he'll put it right back into his right hand, it'll be kosher. But according to Chom, they say no, is once you put the kmitzer into your left hand, that possible that even though you'll put it back later into your right hand, but even without any machshava, still would be possible. So my time, what's the reason of chomim? Mishum debo yi kedusha v'kli. Because locha is once you make the kmitzer, you're supposed to take this kmitzer and put it inside a kli sharis. Just like the dam. When you make a kabbalah sadam, the dam has to come out of the neck straight into a kli sharis and eat the kli sharis. And over here, the chivrin shenosnul ismoil, since you took this kmitza before you put it into the klisharis, you put it into your left hand, it's nas, it's considered as if kidam, just like by a kabbalah sadam of a korban, shenishpach mitzav beim alaritzpa, that the dam fell straight out of the neck of the animal onto the floor before it went into a klisharis, and viyos with first lady gathered together off the floor, that it locheris shepossel, that it's possel. Because since the dam needs a kiddush, it has to go straight from the kabbalah means, has to go straight from the neck into a klisharis to receive its kedusha. But if it falls on the floor first, it's possible. It's the same thing by this kmitzer also. Since the Koran Trachonim, after you make the kmitzer, you take the handful, you have to put it straight into a klisharis. So if you put it someplace else first, that will make a psul. So that's Pshan Trachonim. It's a proof from over here, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, loy boy man kli, that they hold no, once you make a kmitza, you do not put off, have to put it into a kli sharis. That's why even though you put it into your left hand first, you allow to go put it back into your right hand. It's a luchura to yufta, the Rav Nachman to yufta. This will be a kasha against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, according to everybody, you have to make a kiddush on the kmitza. So to yufta, the Rav Nachman to yufta. And here it's a kasha against Rav Nachman. Now, Rabbi Yehuda bred Rabbi Chiya Messiah. It's a proof to Rabbi Yehuda bred Rabbi Chiya that if you want to do the avoid the biyad, you do not have to have a klisharis, but our koponim has to be done via min with your right hand. And it only holds if you put it into your left hand, you can put it back into your right hand. But if you do the whole avoid with your left hand, then it was possible to write to Rabbi Yehuda bred Rabbi Chiya. So the churiv so the Rabbi Yanai laymateva to you to the churiv tzakasha Rabbi Yanai. And Rabbi Yanai before was the one that said you could even use your left hand. And here it's a marshman. No, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you do the whole thing with your left hand, it would be possible. Is Amalach Rabbi Yanai anod yamri ketana tehikter for lavud starting ketani? Rabbi Yanai would say nechnami from this price attack. It's marshman that if you do the whole avoid with your left hand, it'll be possible. But he yells at the other tana. The tana before that was marshma. You could do it bein b'yamin, bein b'smail, bein b'yad, bein b'kli. And it does not say let's start them, smash them one klal, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's kosher, no matter how you bring them in her. So therefore, it's not a tiyufta against Rabbi Yanai, but a koponim against Rabbi Nachman, there is a tiyufta. Here it's mashma clearly, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you do not need a kiddush, the mincha, the kmitza, does not have to have a kiddush into a klisharis. Now the Gemara goes to explain the second part of the Mishnah that says, hikta koimtza pamayim ksheiro. if you burn the kemitzah twice, it's kshera. Twice means you take this one kemitzah and you divide it up in half, and you burn half of it at a time. So in other words, each maisa is still considered a maisa haktara. So I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Pamayim v'loy pame pamayim. You could only burn it in two shots, but not, let's say, in three or four shots. Rabbi Yechonon Amar no, pamayim v'filu pame pamayim, even three or four shots also it's enough. My b'nai, what's the machlekes? Amar Rabbi Zeira. That the machlekes is, yesh koimitz pochos mishnei zesim, v'yesh haktara p'chusa mikizayis tikivanayu. The nafkamina is a shach, like every kemitza has to have at least two kizayisim. And also, that every haktara has to be at least a kezayis. Less than a kezayis is not called haktara. That's a machlokes. And it's like this: Rabbi Shua ben Levi savar ein kemitz pachus mishnei zaysim. A kemitza cannot be less than two zaysim. And also, the ein haktara pachusa mikezayis. A ma'isa haktara of burning has to be at least you're burning a kezayis. Less than a kezayis is not called a ma'isa haktara. So the mitzvah of the kemitza is you have to burn the kemitza. Now the kemitza has at least two kezayisim inside it. Therefore, if you divide it in half and burn each one separately, you're burning the size of the kezayis. Therefore, it's called a good haktara. Therefore, you'd be yotza. So that's Shana Mishnah that hekter kumtza pamayim is kshera, but only in two shots, not in more than that. Then you'll have less than a kezayis by each burning, and it's not called a ma'isa haktara according to Shimon Levi. However, Reb Yechonon Sofer know that yesh kemitz. He holds that a kemitz itself could be made from less than two zaysim. If so, when a Mishnah says you could do it half at a time, it must be that v'yesh haktara p'chusa mikazayis. It's shayach to have a ma'isa haktara even though you don't have a kazayis. Because if the whole kemitz is less than two and it's divided in half, so each half has less than one, and so it says you could burn each one separately. So if you have Yechonon Shiter is, you could have a ma'isa haktara even though it's less than a kazayis. So once it's called the haktara, less than a kezayis, you can make it into three or four or five shots if you want. No matter how much you burn at a time, it's called the ma'isa haktara. And if at the end it comes out, you burn the whole kemitza, you'd be yotza. Itma, we learned like this, that kemitz miyemus saimati shirayim bachila. When you make a kemitza from the mincha, and then you burn the kemitza, that's what's mata, that now the kohen's allowed to eat the leftover, the shirayim of the mincha. Now, when exactly is the chal the het to eat the shirayim? So, Rabbi Chanina Oimer, Misha Moshlo Bayesor. As long as the fire grabbed the hold of the mincha, it just started to burn the mincha, then it just started to burn the kemitza, that's matter right now to eat the shirayim. Rabbi Yechonon says, Misha Tatzitz Bayesor Berubay. No, it's not enough just that the fire starts to burn the kemitza, but it has to be that the fire grabbed the hold of Rive of the kemitza ready. When Rive of the kemitza is on fire, you started to be burnt, that's when the shrine is mutabachila. Tastas machloikis from Bechanina and Rabbi Yechonon. O Malay, Rav Yehuda, Lerabba bar Rav Yitzchok, Asav lecho time with Rabbi Yechonon. Let me come and explain you the reasoning of Rabbi Yechonon. That Al Makra the Pasuk says, Vine ola kito ores kakito akivshan. That the fire went up like the burning of a furnace. Now, ain kivshin malakita, when does the furnace give off its smoke? Until rove of the things inside is caught on fire. So that's called haktara. So the Torah says to burn something, it means that rove of it has to be on fire. That's called haktara. Then the shirayim of the minch is mutavachila. Oh, male rovin, ba ravad la rovo, amri tamidcho, that your tamidim say over. In the name of Rav Amram, that Omer of Amram said, Tani, we learn like this, Ein liyela dvorm shadak in the korbalaylo, what are things that are allowed to be burnt on the Mizbeach the whole night? Things that are usually burnt the whole night time. What is that? Going like, a vorim, the meats of a korbanoylo, o pedorim, and the fats of the korban, shemalanu maktirim boy hashemesh, that you let it first put it up on top of the Mizbeach, even after Shkia, even after the sun went down, o misachlum loch and kololayla kula, ladder be burnt on the Mizbech the whole night time. There's no psul shki over here. What about dvorim shadak in the korb yom? What about things that are usually burnt by daytime? Kegoyin hakoyim, it's the kemitza of a mincha, v'halavoyna of the hakteris, or else a minchas kanim, that the whole thing is burnt. O minchas koyim meshuach lekoyin godol, o minchas nesachim, a minchas brought because of the korbin, that all these things are burnt. Shemalanu Maktirun Mivoy Hashemish, that also you're allowed to bring it up and burn it after Shkia. So more is the question why. Vomati just got finished saying Dakhl Korbayim, these things are usually brought by daytime. So what do you say after Shkia for? El or rather means like this, Imbo Hashemish means that you have to put it on the Mizbech before Shkia. Koidim Bias Hashemish. Shemis Achlam Lachum Kulalaila, that once it's on the Mizbech already from before Shkia, it's let us stay on the Mizbech and burn on it the whole night time. Minayin, how do I know this? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Zois Teres Oilo, these dalachas of being Oilo, putting things on Mizbech. Riboy, it's a Riboy to say that as long as it was put on before Shkia, it's let us stay there and being burnt the whole night. Ay, Voim, Voim, Bo Hashemish, Lo Mishkachas Lo Shetat, it's all Baruboy. But the Chur, if you're telling me now that you put it up right before Shkia, if so, it doesn't come out that it was caught fire Barubai. And Rashi says the question is that in Boshemesh Tomis Kakas Nitzia saw Barubai, Koidim Shkia Sachama. It's not going to be that rape of the Kemitza was burnt before Shkia. And Viloi Choshev Akhtora Chetote saw Barubai. If it's not considered a Maisa Akhtora, until Rabiv is being burnt, if so, if Sulhu, Beshkia Sachama, then the Mincha should become possible by Shkia, because by Shkia there was no Het if you eat it. So Chur should be possible. Sakhnir says it's Kasha. So my answer is like Kasha is no Stira. Kan Likloit, Kan Lahatir. Likloit, Rashi says, Shetay Mizbeach Kotoi, Shlo Yisablino, Heve Mishamosh Labayor. He also agrees that once it was put on the Mizbeach, as long as the fire just started on it, that's enough to say the Mizbech is Kailit. That once it's on the Mizbech, it can stay there. It does not absolute Lina. But that I was saying that the Shirayim is only Mutta after the fire caught on to right of it, that means Kan Lahatir. That the Hetta Tibichal, when you let eat from the Shirayim, that's only after Rove of it was caught on fire. Therefore, there's no Stira. Likloit means that it should be called a Maisak Torah, that it was on the Mizbech before Shkia. That is no psulina. That's chal right away. As soon as the fire grabs a hold of it, that's called klikloit. There's no psul. Rebbe Lezer Master, Rebbe Lezer learns like this. Rebbe Lezer Master lo mevoi hashemish. It's talking about even if you put it on after the shkia. So the question is why? Are you telling me now that the kemitza has to be put on mevoi joim? Or mukum lo bepoikin? Talking about true, avada the kemitza was put on the mizbeach before shkia by daytime, but just that it fell off, it came off the mizbeach. The lacher is even though it came off, you had to put it back though nighttime. V'chein ki yosi rav dimi yom rav yanai bepoikin. That it says it could be burnt the whole night means in the case where it came off the mizbeach after it was already put on. So since it was on already, you had to put it back on again. So more is the question of mi yom rav yanai yochad the true rav yanai. If I can say like this, I have omri rav yanai. Rav yanai says, if the terrorist has put on the mizbeach, if it fell off the mizbeach, afilu korten shabo, even one kernel of it. Rashi says shleimim v'chashuvim shabo, even one piece of it. Ein machzirin, he did not return it. So go according to Rabbi Yanni, he did not return it. V'toni Rabbi Chanina b'minyumi b'divei Rabbi Lazer ben Yaakov. He learned that really what's pshat in Rabbi Yanni. Pshat like this, the pasuk says shetoy choleish. That the fire is burning the korban oila. So we darshin ikulei oila atomaziroi, something that's being burned from the korban oila, like the meat or the fat. If it falls off to mizbeach, you're supposed to put it back on again. But via tomazir ikulei keteris. But if the keteris came off to mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back on again. So solachur here in the bright test keteris also. Exactly, they say it's talking about poikin if it comes off. Rav Yanni says when it comes off, you don't put it back on again. Gemara says true. Same mikan keteris. Take out from this brisa keteris. It's not talking about keteris. It's talking about the other things. It's talking about the kaimitz and the levoina, not the keteris. And the kaimitz and the levoina, by those things, if they come off the mizbeach, there's a mitzvah to put it back on again. Omer Rabasi Basi says ki parshat Reb Lezer mesechta, when Reb Lezer was learning this mesechta menochis, when he used to learn this mesechta. Boy, he has to shout like this. Koimet sheshidroi. The sidrola vesamarocha. That you made your kemitza, you put it down on the mizbeach, and then on top of the kemitza, you put the marocha, you put the wood. Now, and then you burn it. Is that called the maisak torah? Derech haktor bekach, oyen derech haktor bekach. Teiku, that's a good shaila. Because usually the ma'aseh haktor is that first you have the wood on bottom, you light it on fire, and then you put the kemitzah, you burn it on top of it. But here that you put the kemitzah down first, and then you make a siddur of the woods on top of it, that's a teiku, and that's called the ma'aseh haktor. Boy Yechizki, Yechizki has a shaila like this. Eivorim shesidron v'sidron orleim esam arocha. You get the same shaila by a korban. You have the pieces of meat of the korban oilu that you put down on the mizbeach, and on top of that you put the wood. Mahu alu eitzam omer rachmona davka. The Torah said you have to put the meat on top of the wood. Doesn't mean bedavka on top of the wood, and here it's underneath the wood. It's no good. Alu eitzim oiduma maybe no kiv in the cost of kurach rini asher toichol eishes oilu ala mizbeach. As long as the fire burns the korban oilu on the mizbeach, it's enough. Either way you do is good. Whether you put the meat on top or you put the meat on the bottom, both ways is kosher. So what's this take? That's a good shayla. It's a good shayla by when you burn the karbonis. Is that also considered a ma'aseh haktor or not? Maybe you would have to have it on top of the wood, or maybe no. Either way is good.